This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast.
NAB, backing business in moments that matter.
Interesting period for you. Jesse Hogan was linked to the footy club over the weekend. Can you confirm your interest in him? And is there any chance he could be at the Dockers next year?
Oh, geez, you're coming early with that one. Didn't muck around. Oh, look, Jesse's obviously a quality young West Australian player, but look, he's also a contracted Melbourne player. So, you know, when it comes to players from other clubs, the player has to declare he wants to get to your club, and then also the his club needs to also want to be prepared to trade him, and none of those things have happened, so I wouldn't have thought so.
So Jesse hasn't indicated that he wants to join Freo?
No, not at all. No.
Brandon Matera, you know, you're interested in him for a while now. Do you expect that to happen reasonably soon in this period?
Yeah, I haven't caught up with Scott Clayton at this stage, so we'll catch up this morning. And, yeah, Brandon, someone would look to bring into the footy club. Yeah, he's a small forward that can add a bit, so, yeah, we'll work through that today.
Why is he not quite... reached his full potential? His best footy's been outstanding. We saw some of those games this year, but inconsistency has hurt him.
Yeah, and look, he had a pretty good start to this year, the first 10 games. He'd kicked 20 goals or so, but yeah, then had a bit of a foot injury that finished off the rest of his year.
Brad, just on Nathan Wilson and Matera, how far have you already spoken with clubs already, so you can have these deals a long way down the track, or does it all start today?
Yeah, it's a lot different to recruiting for the draft, because the draft you've got all year and you work away at it and it's pretty open. You can speak to whoever you want, but when it comes to AFL listed players, they're playing their seasons, and Nathan in particular, he's been playing finals footy right through. So so we've had to work through a fair bit with him, but haven't met with GWS about Nathan at this stage, so I'll probably do that today.
Being a contracted player as Wilson is, does obviously make it a lot harder, and you have to give up a lot more for a player in that regard?
Yeah, look, it depends on the circumstances. I think Nathan advised GWS a little while back that he was interested in getting back to Perth for some family reasons. So just depends on the circumstances. GWS have seemed reasonably open to working with us on that. So, yeah, that's a good start.
Brad, pick five you've got in the draft. What sort of player would you target at that figure? And is it on the table, pick five? Would you give it up?
No, I wouldn't give it up. We think it's a great pick in there. Yeah, really like the top end of the draft. Some quality players in there from one through to five in particular. So any one of those players we see at the top end, we see some real quality. So looking forward to that.
Would
pick.
It be a midfielder, you think? Or is it too early to say?
It's a bit early. Look, we'll take the best player though. But there's a combination of shapes and sizes. But unless it was a really fine line, we'd just take the quality player.
Your next selection is pick 40. Do you have to get creative to get Nathan Wilson through the door? Will you have to bring in future picks to get Wilson through?
Yeah. Well, that's the quality of having future picks. It just gives you more options to work with. So. Yeah, there's all sorts of scenarios when it comes to the picks you've got. There's future picks, there's sliding picks, there's players. So, we'll work through those things today. Haven't had initial discussions, but obviously they'd have their expectations, so would we.
Hayden Crozier has been a player who has been linked to the Western Bulldogs. What sort of selection would you be after for him?
Yeah, look, he's a good young player. He's only 24 and really starting to grow. He's played about 70 games, so... he's indicated through his management that he's got an opportunity presented by the Western Bulldogs, which is exciting for Hayden, but also from our end, well, he's someone we really want on our list and we don't really want to see go. So, I'll work through that with the Bulldogs today.
Matty and I have been speaking about your list this morning. We love your midfield. Your forward line clearly has been spoken about at length for a long period of time. Give us your summation of your list and your weaknesses.
Yeah, so... look, because we've challenged from 2012 to 15, we've had an older list, and that list earlier on in the year, and particularly last year, one of the oldest lists in the comp, and it was really exciting those last few rounds where we were sort of the second, third youngest, so we're really in transition. And when you put our side on paper going into next year, it's a really young group that they're all going to be around for a while. So, we've put a real focus on getting players in from a list strategy point of view. They're under 25, so we're not going to top up with older players. We're going to keep that group together for the next 4 or 5 years. So, look, last year through the trade period, bringing 4 West Australians, 23 and under, and we'll have another look this year, maybe adding a couple and then go heavily to the draft. So, in the last well, this year and last year, we'll have turned over a fairly large portion of the list, so we're really transitioning.
Harley Balick, another player looking for opportunities. Can you get creative on that one, or is it just a straight swap, you think, with the Melbourne Football Club?
Yeah, well, it's sort of at this stage trying to have a look at what picks are coming into clubs. So a lot of players going out. So at the moment, you're looking at what pick you may get, but then picks are changing and coming in. So it's sort of getting some, intelligence on what's coming in from other clubs. But he's another a quality young player. Had some personal things that he wanted to get back to Melbourne for, which we're compassionate from that point of view. But we'd also like to get some value for Harley, because we really saw some good things. He came in and played some good footy at Peel and played some good AFL games when he got the opportunity. So we think he's going to be a good player.
Brad, thanks for joining us this morning. Realise it's
one
more.
One?
Of course,
you've been linked to Daniel Menzel. Can you confirm that you've got an interest in him?
No interest in Daniel.
No interest in Daniel. Thanks for stopping by. I realise it's a really busy morning for you. Good luck throughout the trade period, Brad.
Thank you.